Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
So my name is Cody Harrington. I am the coordinator of International and Veteran Student Services here at HBU. I am 36 years old. So a little bit about myself. I came to HBU as an undergrad student in the year of 2018. I was a prior airborne paratrooper in the U.S. Army for 8 years of my life. Right after high school, I didn't go the traditional route to college. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan during a time where our country was experiencing extremist terrorists. So my plans kind of changed in high school. I felt a deep desire. I had this heart of a patriot, you could say. So I began to start my journey by joining the Army out of high school. And from there, I pretty much went to Fort Bend, Georgia, where I became an airborne paratrooper. And then my first assignment was to Fort Ridge, Alaska. And from there, 6 months later, I was in Iraq for 15 months when Saddam Hussein was actually captured. So I got to experience the liberation of a country. So a little bit about that. If you guys remember, 9/11 was a pretty serious thing for our country. And I was a junior in high school at that time and sensed a really strong conviction in my heart to serve our country. So got to see all of it kind of, full circle. So, being a combat vet, I got to experience what it was like in Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan when Osama bin Laden was captured. So I kind of have a long journey of serving our country and also, coming to Christ right at the end of my journey in the military is what led me really to seek out, the deeper convictions of my life. I knew a career would get me somewhere in life, but I really felt a strong calling on my life to pursue a deeper sense of Christianity. So that's where I came to HBU as a student seeking to know more about God. I came to HBU seeking to get deeply rooted in my faith. So I studied here in a biblical studies major. I graduated from HBU. Some of the highlights of my time here have been really experiencing the diversity that HBU has, getting to experience the great staff that HBU has. So all those things as a student kind of shaped and molded me for the profession and where I'm at kind of right now as a coordinator for International and Veteran Student Services. So, the joy and the privilege to really do what I do here is so rewarding. I get to kind of be the face of HBU and walk alongside international students, parents who are, concerned about sending their students overseas. And, I really get to comfort them and at times even pray for them and just share the hope that I have, the joy that I have, and really what HBU really means to me. It's a family, it's a family for so many of us. And, it becomes very personal when you become a student here at HBU. You're not just a number like other colleges. So, it's just been a joy of mine to kind of be that face and to kind of help so many parents make the decision to get students here at HBU. So I get to do that. On top of all that, I get to really help veterans. They transition from the military, and for so many of them, it can be a process where, so many students who are veterans might not know some of the great resources we have with like TRIO and Student Success Center and the many opportunities of free tutoring. So, you know, I kind of walk them through that. We have a great department over at the benefit side with Mary Kay, and I become basically a liaison, not only to their office, but also I do a lot of like work with nonprofits for, you know, employment, really. So to be able to place them in a job after their time here at HBU. So I work a lot with CEOs and other nonprofits around the Houston area to help them with job placement. So it's a rewarding job. I tell you, it's never a dull moment around here.
Cody, first off, I just want to say thank you for your service to our country. You obviously served in two incredibly historic time periods in the fall of Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. I can only imagine the stories you have to tell of your career serving our country.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, if anything, it prepared me for a pandemic like we're experiencing right now. There was a time where I was in Iraq for 15 months and I was on a very isolated place where, you know, other than going out. So the great thing about what I got to do was I was on an EOD team and we got to go around and we helped maneuver platoons who were really doing a lot of the work on, you know, different installations. I helped them find IEDs, which is basically an explosive. And that's basically the way we were being attacked on a regular basis to try to stop our convoys. So I was a wrecker operator. And so many times I would be in the middle of a mission, something would get blown up, and I would be, you know, getting small arms fire one direction, maybe a mortar another direction, and I'm trying to hook up and get the equipment back to the base. So, you know, but on top of that, you know, I got to see the goodness of God in my life. I remember so many times where bullets would go right past me, and I just kind of felt the presence of God being there. And thank the Lord, I was never, you know, although I was blown up, I've never faced any serious injuries, no kind of serious brain damage. And I've, you know, experienced some pretty hard, you know, moments where I definitely faced a concussion and things like that, but no long-term damage. So that's been a blessing to me. And just, yeah, the many stories, I could go on and on about, you know, war stories, but you know, the pandemic we're facing right now is very much similar. What I did in response to that was just set up a daily routine. So I think daily routines are very important. So, you know, being able to establish some sense of normalcy in a season like this is, you know, enjoy the small blessings right now and just take it a day at a time. And that's kind of been my hope and my comfort, is just spending a lot of time with God, and then also a lot of time with my family. So I've been using this time wisely. So
that is absolutely wonderful. Cody, you are the HBU Coordinator of International and Veteran Student Services. And tell us, if you would, about that and about the Office of International and Veteran Student Services at HBU and the opportunity it is for students everywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, we have kind of a twofold job. We get to work. We do a lot of work with the Border Patrol and Homeland Security, just verifying student visas and international documentation, I-94s, I-20s. We do a lot of work with outside services, third parties, and we do a lot to try to help international students receive maybe practical training. They all get access to a year after they've come and got their degree to get into an internship. And we work hard with people like Methodist Hospital, you know, other businesses to really help international students plug in. We're kind of that job placement, you know, resource for them. We work also along with Veteran Student Services. We have, we play a big role in helping them with their student organization. You know, we do also a lot of events to try to enrich the students' lives. So we're having social events. Sometimes international students can feel a lot like veteran students, a sense of isolation, or at least detached from their families and things. So we really just try to brighten their day up. Our office is always open. We always are welcoming. We have student employees here. So we really try to keep their lives and our lives connected as possible. So, you know, over COVID, some of the things we do is small, like ice cream socials and things like that, just to try to, you know, give our students a sense of normalcy and also an opportunity to build community here at HBU. So it's been a pleasure.
Cody, I've heard that the international students have been resilient even through the pandemic, which has been absolutely remarkable. Can you just comment on that for us?
Yeah, so, you know, there's been, you know, I remember one student who came in, and during this season, you know, there was like, so in the nursing program, if you have two failing grades, you'll pretty much be kicked out of the program. Well, the student comes in, I talked to his mom already. We kind of prayed. She was from Zambia. I'm not going to name the student, but, you know, she's a praying woman. And you know, we started, you know, just asking God's favor on this individual's life. And, you know, he was very content in this time. And I could tell he came in our office with a sense of, like you said, resiliency. You know, I said, well, you're in the hands of Christian people here. You know, the good thing about what you're experiencing is that, hey, you know, in times where things aren't normal, you know, you're growing in not only in your faith, but in being able to adapt and be flexible in times like this. It kind of brought me back to those years where I was in the military and learning those lessons for the first time in my life. So, you know, to see students who are for the first time in their life facing hardship. And, you know, it's neat because a lot of students, I get stories all the time from international students who have really impressive stories. You know, it's not like the American dream. Some international students have, you know, come over here under very unusual circumstances, you know, could be from Venezuela seeking asylum. Just so many different dynamics, even from Kenya, Africa, you know, Angolia. We have kids from Spain, China. I mean, you name it. Everyone has an individual story. So, you know, just to hear each one. But when we think about resiliency, I mean, we think about people who take a licking and keep on ticking. I like that. That's an old American saying, but you know, so many international students seem to really possess what it takes to really share an imprint and show a sense of, you know, for so many Americans who find it to be able to have easy access to the resources. These people can do with a lot less. So
I totally understand. And, you know, as traveling globally, I identify with some of the challenges of people in these countries that are very foreign to people in America who have it quite easy and really don't realize how good they have it. Yeah. Now, the beauty of an international student coming to Houston Baptist University, International City, Houston, but we have the sixth most ethnically diverse university in the nation. And we have all of these kaleidoscope of ethnic groups, this tremendous harmony, as you said, family, such an appropriate term. That must be a good on-ramp for our international students coming into that kind of environment. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so that is a big reason they come here. I've spoken with many parents, and when, you know, it's almost like they're giving me an education on Houston area. You know, originally I'm from Louisiana, which isn't too far away from here, Lake Charles area. So I understand diversity. But one thing I didn't understand about Houston is how diverse it is.
Yes.
You know, the language that's spoken where I'm from is English. Here, you could be in one area and it could be Chinese. You could be in another area and it could be Spanish. You could be in another area. And you know, we've got refugee you know, apartment complexes here in the Houston area that are really foster, you know, whole countries who are seeking asylum. There is just so many when it comes to diversity. And, you know, so when I'm talking to parents or students, you know, about just the sense of, you know, it's not one culture here. You know, we are a culture within cultures. Mm-hmm. So I think it helps us all to adapt to the metropolitan life of, you know, being able to not only excel academically, spiritually, but for so many people to know what it really truly means to be community, and to not feel a sense of, you know, I think so many people, at least where I grew up, you know, were very prideful of who they were. And it was kind of that, you know, work hard mentality, you know, where here I see people, they appreciate each other. They help each other out. You know, they have a really sense of what it means to be human here. And I've enjoyed that. So I've learned a lot about what it truly means to be a person who is created in the image of God and to love people regardless of, you know, orientation or gender, or, you know, when it comes to all the things we think about that are not only our country, but the world is fighting about today. So you don't see it as much here. I see a lot of love in Houston.
Yeah, you really do. And I mean, you almost have to live in Houston to experience it. Hurricane Harvey, I thought it was an interesting contrast.
You hit it.
Yeah. People in Houston came together, regardless of ethnicity, as opposed to what do we hear spun so much on the media and so many other places, that people are at each other's throats and that they have a litmus test of what their ethnicity is. Not so here in Houston, and certainly not so at HBU. That's got to be a great selling point to parents, and a good comfort to parents, is it not, when you communicate with them regarding their international student coming to HBU?
Yeah, so, you know, it really is a big selling point, not only from a ethnicity standpoint, but, you know, we don't require you to be a Christian to come to HBU. But one thing about the great selling point is that a lot of people love that, you know, every professor and staff member down the line signs a statement of faith, you know, whether, you know, people believe that Jesus existed, they love his values. They love kingdom ethics. So, you know, that's been a benefit for all of us, is that, you know, we've come to find that, you know, when people truly understand what it means to walk in the eyes of Jesus, you know, we treat each other with love. We treat our enemies with compassion. You know, there seems to be a sense of you know, acceptance for Christian professors and teachers, just like that student who I was talking about, who was resilient. You know, when I told him that, you know, you very well, you know, could be dropped in this season, but also know that you're in the hands of Christians who care about you. And if you're going to get a second chance, hey, these people are going to show you the grace in this season. So, you know, after that, we had prayed together. And from there, it just became a bond. So, you know, he happened to be a Christian believer. But, you know, for so many others, you know, I think it brings comfort to them when they come in our office and, you know, they might not be a believer, but when they leave, they have the hope that we've given them, because, you know, we care about them first. So,
Cody, that's so important. We're talking to Cody James Harrington, the HBU Coordinator of International and Veteran Student Services. The Office of the International and Veteran Student Services works with students, ensuring that they're in compliance with legal requirements and that they're served effectively. And Cody has certainly demonstrated what an incredible background, an airborne paratrooper in the U.S. Army from 2004 to 12. That's 8 years. I'm sure you had so many long weeks and months where you wanted to come home and couldn't. A good analogy to students wondering if they can finish their education. You probably have a lot of personal anecdotes you can pull out about hanging in there, right?
Oh, I mean, you know, when things seem to be, you know, out of control, as sometimes, you know, we experience life. And a lot of times I always say anxiety is just not knowing what's in front of you, not having a plan for your future. The best way to cure that is to be anchored in a plan. You know, eternity is a long time. You know, How are we going to spend it? I always say, you know, the main thing is to get the main thing right. So when I experienced war and what that meant is I didn't know what my future was going to hold. You know, every day, you know, I woke up and I very well, you know, it could have been my last. But at a time where I probably should have had more anxiety, I had more peace than I'd ever had in my life. Because when you face a sense of that death is a real thing, you know, you're either probably going to do one of two things. You know, you're going to think you're Superman, or you're going to understand that you're a human and that nothing is given to you. But one thing that is certain, and then that is death, you know, and in the midst of all that fear, war, you know, getting shot at, getting, you know, getting blown up, all those things kind of shaped me and taught me resiliency, but also taught me that, you know, God is the one here in control. You know, too many times in our life, you know, or at least in my own experience, you know, people don't take enough time to think about how fragile we really are, you know, but war taught me that. It taught me that, you know, for one, I am capable of doing things that I never thought I could do. So it taught me a sense of integrity and to just push through and to just, you know, I learned what fortitude was for the first time. You know, it's just that it's that attitude of not giving up. You know, and I think HBU students can also, you know, one thing that is great about being a veteran and meeting other combat veterans is if they can share that sense of community with HBU, I think we've done a great service here. So,
well, you're doing a great service, Cody Harrington, and what a blessing you are to Houston Baptist University, to so many students and families. Your work is eternal. And we're not only achieving academic success, we're also adding that essential spiritual success, and that's eternal life. And I'm so grateful to you. There is a place for every student at HBU. You can learn more at hbu.edu/admissions, or you can call 281-649-3211. Also, for graduates, hbu.edu grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. Cody, thank you so much for sharing with us. I just am really impressed with your story. I'm sure your wife and family are absolutely awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, before we get off here, I would like to say a quick shout out to my wife and my child. My wife is actually a school teacher. She teaches culinary arts. She teaches high school in Rosenberg, where we live. She actually gets to teach my daughter, who is 15 years old, who's going to school with her. So, I mean, great accountability there. And she's looking forward to the opportunity to actually come here to HBU so she can just ride to work with dad in the morning. So it's kind of a blessing, you know, but I mean, it truly is. I mean, we have come to really love the area of Houston. We are doing not only ministry here, but we're doing life and community with the people around us. So, I mean, it's such a professional, but also our character has grown so much. I mean, I am truly thankful. I knew the minute I was here, God had called me here. We found a church immediately. And from there, one of the professors, Randy Hatchett, was just getting off an internship at our church. So, I mean, everything just kind of plugged in that I knew that HBU was not only a home for me, but, you know, I mean, Lord's will is that I would be on staff here. So, I mean, I tell you, you know, it's just been a great journey for me. So,
well, you know, that promise, Cody, that he does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Amen.
And he has certainly done that in your life. So thank you so much. HBU Coordinator of International and Veteran Student Services, Cody Harrington. We're grateful to have you with us today.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys come check us out sometime. All right.
Amen. We'll do it. Thank you, Cody.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.